At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Wednesday, January 19th. We're detailing how you can order some free COVID-19 tests with a simple online form. And there's a new plan to try to prevent wildfires in the West. Also, what to know about a possible Russia invasion. U.S. leaders say Russia may attack Ukraine at any point now. Plus, Microsoft's latest deal is the biggest in gaming history. Which states are doing the best at bringing back jobs? And the new date and location for the Grammys. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. You can now start ordering free COVID-19 tests online. The Biden administration's website, covidtests.gov, launched yesterday. And that site will take you to a U.S. Postal Service form where each household can order up to 4 free at-home testing kits. For anyone without internet access, the White House says it plans to launch a hotline so people can order their free tests over the phone as well. That has not been set up just yet. The tests will start to ship late this month, and the U.S. Postal Service will deliver them without any extra fees. So if you order today online, you should get them within 2 weeks. Remember, this is in addition to another new policy that says health insurance companies have to reimburse their customers for up to 8 over-the-counter COVID tests a month. That policy started over the weekend. And today, President Biden is expected to announce a plan to send out hundreds of millions of free, high-quality N95 masks to Americans. So stay tuned. Nearly 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, and there's new hope the public health emergency could come to an end soon. The World Health Organization says the worst of the deaths, hospitalizations, and lockdowns could be over this year. But the WHO says that's only if the world's inequalities are addressed. That includes vaccinating people in even the poorest countries. Fewer than 10% of people in lower-income countries have gotten just one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's compared to 75% of the U.S. population and about 85% of people in places like Canada, Spain, Italy, and Australia. So the WHO says vaccines and other tools like tests and treatments need to be shared fairly. When it comes to donations, the U.S. is ahead of other countries. The White House has already promised to send at least 1.1 billion vaccine doses overseas before next year. Still, health experts with the WHO says it's unlikely we'll ever be totally done with COVID-19, but they say most of the hospitalizations and deaths could one day be avoided. Despite high-level talks with some of the world's top leaders, it's looking even more likely Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. American officials say Russia may try to attack Ukraine from their mutual neighbor, Belarus. Russia sent troops into Belarus this week with fighter jets. That's on top of about 100,000 Russian troops already surrounding Ukraine with tanks and other heavy weapons like rocket launchers. But being in Belarus puts Russian troops even closer to the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. Now the White House warns Russia could invade at any point. U.S. officials are concerned about whether Russia plans to topple Ukraine's government, something Russia denies. In fact, Russia is denying any plans to attack the American ally, saying its troops are just in Belarus for drills. But Russia does have its demands. Remember, Russia does not want Ukraine or other Eastern European countries to become part of the NATO alliance. But NATO won't make that promise. So again, this week, America's top diplomat, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, is going to try to do some negotiating. Blinken is traveling to Ukraine today, and he's set to meet with his Russian counterpart on Friday. ABC News says he's prepared to compromise with Russia over things like military exercises, and the U.S. is still threatening massive sanctions if Russia does attack Ukraine. It's the largest public debt restructuring deal in the history of the U.S. A federal judge approved a plan to get Puerto Rico out of bankruptcy. The new plan will cut the island's outstanding debt by 80%, and it'll save the government more than $50 billion in payments. This is crucial since Puerto Rico has been struggling to recover from hurricanes, earthquakes, and COVID-19. The Nonprofit Council on Foreign Relations says there's been some other issues as well. For example, limited representation in Washington, D.C., local governments being mismanaged, and no federal tax provisions. So Puerto Rico first declared bankruptcy in 2017, making it the first U.S. state or territory to do so. Now, island officials say this deal begins a new chapter in Puerto Rico's history. It means Puerto Rico will start actually repaying its creditors, which it hasn't done in years. Still, critics worry Puerto Rico won't even have enough money to make the reduced payments over the long run, and they're concerned there could be more painful budget cuts in the future. They're also demanding an audit to figure out how the debt built up, and they want those responsible to be held accountable. To be continued. The U.S. has a new $50 billion plan to prevent Western wildfires. It will double controlled fires and logging efforts before conditions get out of hand. The idea is to reduce trees and other vegetation that basically act like tinder in the most high-risk areas. The plan will focus on places where out-of-control fires have wiped out communities in the past and where a lot of people live now. Overall, the work will cover almost 80,000 square miles, an area almost as large as Idaho, over the next 10 years. The recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill will cover the first $3 billion so the work can get going quickly, but it's not clear where the rest of the money will come from. Either way, some critics don't like the government's plan to use logging. They say it'll hurt the forests, wildlife, and water supplies. But the agriculture secretary says, quote, "Our scorecard for fire should be about lives saved rather than acres that didn't burn." More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Along with the multivitamin that I take every day, I also take Seeds Daily Symbiotic. In fact, it's the first thing I take every morning. It's a probiotic plus prebiotic developed for systemic benefits. So yes, it supports digestive health, and it also goes beyond that. It helps maintain healthy gut barrier function and gut immune function. It promotes heart health and supports healthy skin and more. And to make sure the live probiotics actually go where they're supposed to go, Seeds Daily Symbiotic has capsule-in-capsule technology. So it helps protect it from stomach acid and enzymes as it makes its way to the small intestine for absorption. So bottom line, you're getting a 24-strain broad-spectrum probiotic and prebiotic that has been clinically and scientifically studied. And as an added bonus, this is a company that cares about the earth. Your daily symbiotic is sustainably delivered monthly. As an example, the shipping box is constructed from ecological paper made from algae that would otherwise damage fragile marine ecosystems. So go get your 15% off your first month's supply of Seeds Daily Symbiotic by visiting seed.com/newsworthy or by using the code newsworthy at checkout. That's seed.com/newsworthy or use code newsworthy at checkout. It's the largest gaming industry deal in history and Microsoft's biggest purchase ever. In fact, it's more than double the amount Microsoft paid for LinkedIn back in 2016. We're talking about Microsoft buying video game giant Activision Blizzard. The all-cash deal is worth $68.7 billion. Assuming it goes through, it'll make Microsoft the third largest video game maker in the world. It also means Microsoft will add some of the most popular games ever made to its Game Pass subscription service. Think Call of Duty and World of Warcraft. While Microsoft hopes this deal helps position it as one of the next major entertainment companies, it comes as Activision faces scrutiny over reported misconduct and unequal pay. In September, Activision settled claims brought by workforce discrimination regulators. Microsoft's CEO did touch on that yesterday, telling investors the workplace culture is his number one priority. That deal is part of a plan to be more Netflix-like, beefing up content so people will pay for subscriptions. Microsoft's current Game Pass subscription costs about $15 a month and lets users play any game in the library. Those games are not just for Xbox, but also mobile phones and PC. The Game Pass library will eventually have those Activision Blizzard games, but not until the deal is done, which will be likely sometime next year. The namesake of the Lakers' Crypto.com arena is responding to concerns that customer funds were stolen. Crypto.com is a major cryptocurrency exchange. It says funds are safe, but it does admit users reported suspicious activity. Then the platform suspended withdrawals for about 14 hours on Monday. The company's CEO tweeted that while no customer funds were lost, they hardened the infrastructure after the incident and will provide more details once an internal investigation is complete. But the blockchain security company PeckShield said it investigated and found that Crypto.com actually lost about $15 million. We have an update now to a story we mentioned yesterday. AT&T and Verizon are now delaying the launch of their 5G networks at cell towers around key airports. To be clear, the 5G rollout will still move forward everywhere else as planned today, and that's meant to provide more coverage and faster service. AT&T and Verizon did seem pretty frustrated by having to delay the launch around airports again, Both say the FAA had 2 years to plan for the 5G deployment and pointed to other countries who did it successfully. Remember, the 5G launch was already delayed 2 weeks since the FAA warned the 5G frequency could interfere with certain airplane devices and that it could impact safety near some airports. Then the CEOs of the country's largest airlines just asked for the launch to be pushed back again, or they say it could cause major flight cancellations. This time, the telecom companies didn't say how long they're willing to wait to turn on the cell towers around the specific airports. For the first time in more than two decades, Jamaica is sending a four-man bobsled team back to the Olympics. The island nation actually qualified in three Olympic bobsled events for the first time. Those are the four-man, the two-man, and the new event, the women's monobob, which of course is just one woman. The last time Jamaica sent a four-man team was 24 years ago. The Jamaica bobsled team rose to fame at the 1988 Winter Olympics. They were thought of as underdogs since they were competing in a winter sport when their home has a tropical environment. That team, even though they did not medal or even finish the race, inspired the 1993 Disney movie Cool Runnings. For the first time ever, Las Vegas will host music's biggest night. The Grammy Awards will now be on April 3rd at the MGM Grand. Just 2 weeks ago, the Recording Academy announced the show was not happening as planned on January 31st in Los Angeles. And as Billboard reports, there weren't available venues in LA for the later date, so Vegas became a frontrunner. Well, that's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a message from our sponsor. I was recently talking to a friend about something she was going through, and she felt like it wasn't big enough of an issue to go to therapy. But here's the thing. You do not have to wait until something feels unbearable to get some help. In fact, therapy can help you deal with something before things get worse. I think of it like taking care of my physical health. It's important to be proactive. And with BetterHelp, you don't even need to change out of your pajamas because you can talk to a licensed professional counselor from the comfort of your own home. Whether you're texting, talking on the phone, or connecting on a video call, it's secure and confidential. BetterHelp has counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and much more. And if you're ever not happy with yours, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. The state of Texas has bounced back after nearly 2 years of pandemic-related job losses. The Wall Street Journal says Texas joins Arizona, Utah, and Idaho as the only states to get back all the jobs lost when COVID-19 hit. The Journal says the four states benefit from growth in big industries like retail, warehousing, technology, and transportation. And big companies have moved operations to those states, bringing workers with them. And despite some health experts' recommendations, those Republican-led states are more relaxed when it comes to COVID-19 restrictions. Economists say that softened the blow when the pandemic hit. New York, on the other hand, is lagging far behind and has less than two-thirds of its jobs back. PolitiFact says the U.S. economy as a whole still has 5 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic hit. At the same time, businesses are still complaining they just can't fill jobs as workers quit at record high levels. Well, thank you so much for joining us today as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.